Mary, how is the president and his team talking about the goals of this war right now?
Well, George, the president does claim that he has several off-ramps and a, quote, beautiful plan, but it's still not clear what that plan is. He says he could end this in a couple of weeks or end it in just a few days, saying, quote, and tell the Iranians, see you again in a few years if you start rebuilding your nuclear program. What is clear, his goal here is regime change, but he still hasn't articulated exactly what that looks like. There are still big, very fundamental questions left unanswered. Who does the president think should lead Iran? What role is the Trump administration and the U.S. military going to play going forward? Trump promised no new wars. He vowed not to drag the U.S. into more foreign conflicts. And yet, that is now exactly what he is doing. And he still has not fully explained to the American people why this is necessary now. What was the imminent threat? Why did he change his thinking now? Now, the administration is going to brief members of Congress later this week, but the president now, after the fact, has to make the case for this war to the American people, as he now warns that American lives may be lost. George,
he put out that video overnight Friday. Any plans to address the nation over the weekend or early in the week?
Yeah, George, it certainly seems hard to imagine that the president won't come out and speak more about this. But right now, this morning, he remains down in Mar-a-Lago at his resort in Florida with members of his national security team, where he has been monitoring all of this unfold and play out. He will be back here at the White House later this evening, but I'm sure that we will certainly be hearing from him again soon, George.